Thank you, and welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you to share about 5 minutes of good things. Hopefully give you brighten your day just a little bit. One of those is you can discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Merritt Reservoir, a picturesque valley in the Snake River, 26 miles southwest of Allentown. Yes, we have a Snake River, too. It's Nebraska's best fishing, boating, camping areas, and it's open year-round. Walleye, crappie, white bass have long been the favorites, but there are numerous other species as well. Discover the gems by going to visitvalentine.org.
I also want to talk about Tri-State Livestock News. You can revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's what ranchers read. Discover the pulse of agriculture. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
Here is something written and contributed by Cam Lynn for The Good Stuff. It's called Another Farmer Died Today. There was another farmer that died today. That happens far too often than I care to say. The times of his life forever stands in the lines and scars etched on his hands. His life of stress, hard work, and day-long toils are reminders of what it takes to till the soils. The works of his life were marked by seasons. His wife and children were always the reasons that he chose and maintained this style of life. For all of those years, right by his side stood his wife. They faced each year with all new kinds of ambitions, and for decades they always maintained traditions. The crop yields and prices varied from year to year, but they faced each and every one with hope and a little fear. But as time and the hard work wore his old farmer down, until the very end he resisted the request to move to town. So I'm sure that I can say to this with no hurt or harm, the old man was lucky, and he passed away on his farm. So he moves on to his heavenly place with no chagrin, and says, given the chance, I would do it all again. From Cam Lind, it's called Another Farmer Died Today.
A blind friend sent this to us. He got it off a wall in the ready room in Vietnam, where he was preparing to launch a raid into enemy territory. That was quite a few years ago, and he still knows it by heart. I hope it means something to you as well. Lord, lest I continue my complacent way, remind me that, somewhere out there, a man may have died for me today, and for as long as there must be war, let me ask an answer. Am I worth dying for? Called a special prayer.
We were doing good stuff to lighten the mood today. So
sorry.
Kind of hit a
that was good stuff, though.
Well,
you got it.
It was good, but I did The Farmer Died, and you did this one, and so we better lighten it up.
We better turn it around here. Let me pose some questions. For example, what happened to the first six ups?
They failed, and they learned, and they moved on to the seventh up.
There you go. When your pet bird sees you reading the newspaper, does he wonder why you're just sitting there staring at carpeting?
That's a good one.
What if the hokey pokey is what it's all about?
Oh, definitely it is.
Yeah. Why is it that you must wait until night to call it a day?
Good. Yeah. Why don't you call it a day when you get up in the morning? First thing, say, I call this day.
Yep. There you go. Why is it that night falls but day breaks?
I don't know. It's just one of them things, you know.
Why do tourists go to the tops of tall buildings and then put money into telescopes so they can see things on the ground close up?
It's a better perspective that way.
Oh, we didn't know what swat those two mosquitoes.
Oh, I've often asked myself, flies and mosquitoes, why did we bring them on the ark?
Oh, if you're in a vehicle going the speed of light, what happens when you turn on the headlights?
Nothing.
Stunned you,
still dark. Still dark.
If a word in the dictionary were misspelled, how would we know?
True.
How does a guy who drives a snowplow get to work in the mornings?
He's got a great big gigantic four-wheel drive.
Or he takes the snowplow home.
Or a snowmobile. Sometimes they do take the snowplow home.
Yeah. How does a thermos know if the drink should be hot or cold?
Well.
How do you throw away a garbage can?
Very carefully. Very carefully.
How do you know that honesty is the best policy until you have tried some of the others?
I think you go by other people's experience on that.
Oh, okay.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.